participated to. But what is this sample proving? Anecdotes cannot say what time may dawn. I kid when Rufus Nightjar. As we sighted out the flyers in the grayscale of the night, fumbled on the bare ground, a very round landmines with a dune. Lay down and tried. We sing a proud come down before the sun.
del padre mio, di lui che pugno armi per me, per ritrovarmi una patria, una reggia e il nome illustre che qui c'è l'arme forza. E dietro al carro un re, mio padre, di cattivi a picco. Insana parola mi sorprende, ma il seno d'un padre la figlia rendete.
Hi, it's Matt. Hi, Trotsky. Doing a late night impromptu nothingness grum. I'm purposely or purposefully not, I have no idea if anyone is even listening or watching. I posted on Twitter, that was it. I'm not monitoring anything because my vagina is horrible. When I first started this program, I seem to have been able to very easily shut off the outside world and just say whatever the fuck I want. And for some reason now, I feel very affected by people that might be listening or and all that sort of thing. Very self-conscious for some reason. Oops, farted. And lazy. Lazy. I don't know why. I don't know why. I guess maybe because I've... I don't know. Who cares? Anyway, did we discuss my vagina and how much it itches? Well, it does.
Mr. Bojangles, this could be about the things on the table. This about the gun. This has...
Miss Tracy, guess what? Miss Tracy, guess what?
Hold on. Okay, hold on, Miss Hudson.
Miss Tracy, guess what?
Eastwood School for Girls. She said no, baby.
Move! Girls.
That's bad Ableton Live warping right there. Bad example, honey. Maybe that one's
good. So if you see any of those baggy pants, drop the heels, it was huge. Mr. Bojangles. So this could be Reflections for Christopher Knowles, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison. This about the things on the table. This one has been very American. So this could be like... Mr. Bojangles. This could be about the things on the table. It's about the gun.
I still have little glitches.
Sucker. It's 13 inches. Oh, really?
and search emails.
Search emails. Sorry, I thought that was an actual duty. It wasn't.
Don't go for the strange, weird, beaded doorways, falcon, whatever it might be, balls.
My vagina itches and smells. Woofed.
Okay, hold on, Miss Edna.
Hello, lesbian. Sorry, I was playing Philip Glass a little because I didn't. Trotsky, come here. He's so excited. Normally in the Grum, he's always just chilling, but now because I was just eating a grilled cheese, he was trying to lick my cunt out. Can you believe that shit? The dog was trying to eat the cunt. That's wrong. Dogs shouldn't eat pussy, girl. Dogs should not eat. Oh, is this a ESMR girdle? Is this an ASMR? I'm gonna just get crazy and put Skype on like we a crazy nighttime show like we used to do back in the 70s. Back before the internets, when people was just on the radio acting a fool, girl. Acting a fool. Yes, she sure was, Putt. She sure was, wasn't she? She sure was, Putsy. Putsianu Mimitrayam. I have new glasses to show audience. This is video streaming, by the way, for three of you, most.
Little girl.
Hatsianu Mimitzrayim. I don't know the rest. Hatsianu Mimitzrayim. Oh, let me find it on the goddamn shit. I don't know how to spell Hatsianu, do you? Anyone in the audience? Hatsianu me. I have no idea. It's Apple, so I'm sure it won't have any sort of pattern recognition shit to figure out what the fuck I mean. Because why would it? Why would it have something intelligent? That's for the Google. Right.
Queen of a queendom, and competitors are simply creams.
boys understand what I'm quoting. I'm not joking, not freaking. This is a queen speaking wise words. When I'm done, I'll leave your eyes blurred. When you address me as your highness, one of hip-hop's finest. You see, I can flow on tempo, off tempo. It makes me no difference. So play that beat, play it, kick it, watch me pick it with your lyrics. You wanna hear it? Observe my ways and actions. I grab the mic into attractions. It takes two to tango. I'ma hit you at all angles. Those who get out wanna fit and strangle them. The result when a pen and a pad gets me. See, I'm the queen of royal bags. I can't wait until the party is jam-packed. When I start to drop it, the people say, damn, Black, the queen is hyped up, awesome and deadly. If you don't dance, then grab a chair and flex V. Composure's kept blows are thrown in depth. Hard as hell, guard as well as you can. Step off the premises. In 1 minute, it's gonna explode with a style that is limitless. Make your first move, don't let it be your worst move. Cause if you do, you'll be a hurt fool. Keep your mouth shut to those that shout and cuss. It's no doubt I got clout and I'll bust literature that flows like liquid. Some can't comprehend the way I kicked it. So don't say nothing, just listen up, follow instructions. Rock, shake, slide, and dance like Locke said. When I'm on stage, I call rage and drop heads. Ambidextrous, skilled with both hands. Teaching a lesson, ready to throw jams. Latifah loves to rip up the scenery. It's not special, just the queen to me. So do the knowledge, see if you can catch this. You know what I mean, it's the queen of royal badness.
Tracy, Magnetop. Hello. Oh, Miss Tracy, guess what? So I've been taking this improvisation class over at the Annoyance Theater. You know how you do these sweep edits where you come in, you change the scene, and then you start a new scene. Or you don't have to, but usually the person who sweeps it does. So I did this thing, so I swept a scene. I started by, I just had Miss Tracy came to mind, so I just pretended I had my thing of laundry, and I just said, you know, you're waiting. When you come out, you're waiting for somebody else to help you with the scene, usually one other person, but usually with me, they don't because I suck. So I come out like this, and I just go, Miss Tracy, come in my basket of laundry. I said, Miss Tracy, guess what? And nobody came out. I mean, Miss Tracy, guess what? And I looked around, and then four people came out, and they each were Miss Tracy, so there was like, so then it became Miss Tracy's, like plural. So it was like, so then I said, Miss Tracy's, get what? Anyway, it was fun, but, you know, like most improv, it wasn't funny. But I did end up scraping duty off of imaginary diapers and throwing it on each of them. That was quite fun. Gately. Yeah, it sure was, Putt. All right, so what's this?
Hello, I'm a colon therapist.
What is that? I don't know why. Oh, this is one of Cheryl's farts. The new one.
Hello, I'm a colon therapist.
I don't know where I got that from.
Blows my mind. What is...
All right, anyway, Gina left the house, so she wanted me to talk to her, do a grum for her about current events. What's current events now? Let's see. What's current, girls? What's current is that I don't feel like talking about any fucking thing. How's that? I'm verklempt, as the kids say, or the grandparents. You know, it's really hard to talk about things when I can play this and not care.
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
I mean, this is
about that bass,
so much
no
better.
Trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble.
Trouble?
I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, bass.
Where's my purse?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but
she
I can
ain't.
Shake it, shake it.
Okay.
Like I'm supposed to do.
All of my volume was too low.
I got that boom boom that all the boys shake. All the right junk in all the right places.
What?
I see the magazine working out Photoshop.
What?
We know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Well, I wanna raise a bone.
She told me don't worry.
Girdle.
And no, I won't be no stick figure.
know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble.
Girdle.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Sorry, my girdle was early.
I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that.
Uh-huh.
Of
you is girdle and your vagina smells like mine.
Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size.
Uh-huh.
She says boys like a little more booty to hold at night.
Yeah.
And no, I won't
whatever.
Be stick big, your silicone Barbie doll.
Next.
From Hollywood, NBC brings you Hedda Hopper.
Hello, everybody. Look over my shoulder while I write my column. We'll have news about famous people here in Hollywood and elsewhere. We'll have personal visits, among others, with Carl Brisson, now singing at the Macambo, and the star who should get another Academy Award for All About Eve, Betty Davis. Okay, let's go. Vera Ellen and Rock Hudson will soon name their marriage date. They've known each other 2 years. While she was in England 6 months making a picture, Rock never took out another girl except by studio request.
Miss Hopper, stop! Miss Hopper, stop! Miss Hopper, stop!
Huh?
Excuse me, but I had to tell you.
What's the matter, Patsy?
Huh? Well, outside to see you. Well, I'm sorry, but it seems to be a mule.
A what? Oh, Patsy, pour yourself another cup of coffee.
But
I don't understand what's going on.
This way,
here. I would just want to get some water.
Sir.
I'm sorry. What the fuck is this?
Well, Francis, start showing.
Oh, that really is like a whole Hedda Hopper show from November of 1950. How interesting. Not really. What else? So, you want me to talk about the world? All right. Maybe I should turn some light on so I don't look this horrible. Jesus. At least if I'm overexposed, I don't look as horrible and blotchy. It's very hard to talk about the world because it's fucked up. And I feel very alone in my opinions because I don't really... I feel like everybody's kind of insane right now. Everybody. I don't get it, and I don't get it. If that isn't vague enough, though. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really verklempt is horrible. I'm trying to think of like a less Jewish way to say it than verklempt, but I, yeah. It's like, Like, how do you convince people that they're trapped in like mind control, basically? And I really feel like, there's all different kinds of mind control that a lot of us are trapped in from the media, but this one in particular that bothers me is the gun thing at the moment, because it's so visceral, I guess. Ooh, farting. Let me waft. That's I have very loud steam heat, so if you're wondering what that noise is, that's it. God, I don't even know if I can do this. I thought I'd be able to say something. So, but the gun thing, like, the way people's denial systems are crazy. Like, I just don't get, like, how anybody could rationalize that it's okay to have this horrible weapon, this AR-15, right? I can't fathom it. Like, that's kind of loud, huh? You like that? My heat. But like, I just can't fucking fathom. It's kind of like, how could you think that? I didn't really. Maybe this isn't a fair comparison. I'm just thinking of it now. But like, I always wondered, like, how could these fucking Nazis do this? All these awful crimes. I mean, kill people. My relatives. You know, like, literally, how could they do it? You know, and I like, how could anybody be of that mindset that that's okay? And I kind of think maybe this is sort of a version of that. Like, it's okay to just have these guns. I mean, it's just crazy. Ugh. It's crazy. And then you try and argue with them, and it makes no sense. Like, you can't. I can't argue with them anymore. I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like there's no convincing. There's nothing that's ever going to happen. I just feel like it's a horrible thing that these people are fucking brainwashed. I don't know how to get them unbrainwashed. It's like gun manufacturers want to sell more guns to make more money. Which, like, what's the big fucking deal? Make something else that doesn't kill people. Why is it so important, guns? But then there's the whole part of it that, you know, it's not really just about one thing. Nothing's that simple. You know, it's also this weird passion and this thing that's in people's heads where they tie the notion of freedom directly to gun ownership. Like, they're very viscerally tied together for a lot of these people. Like, you take the gun away, you're not free anymore. And I don't get it, but it's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that comes from. You know, it's just fucked up. And then the healthcare thing at the same time, because, you know, we can only focus on one issue at a time, and this is a good issue, so I don't want to bitch about it. But, like, I forget to talk right. The thing of it is, I'm going to slow down in my conversation, talk more properly. Sometimes I don't stay in manage zones. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so what the fuck? I can't... Current events. What else is current? I don't like talking about Russia, Trump, Gate. I felt very uncomfortable talking about that because I think it's this bizarre propaganda war coming from everywhere, and I don't fucking like being a part of it at all. It's just nasty. It's creepy and awful. The whole thing, like... Paranoid people trying to out-paranoid each other. I don't get it. So, I don't want to go there. What else? Just trucking. Trucking along, you know. You know how it is. For RFK Stadium, 1973, June. It's the Grateful Dead on Yeast Radio. Sure is putt. She sure is. Sorry, girl. Jive turkey. Just keep chugging. I don't even know, like, anything at all. Skype is just bogus, right? There's no way to know who's on. They just took that feature off, that part where you, like, find out who's available. They just want you to think everybody's available. And guess what? That means nobody's going to use your fucking shitty app. Oh, my God. Good to know. Whatever. Can't change the world. Whose vagina itches more than mine? My vagina itches and smells, so does yours. I like my vagina cause it's ugly. Yours is wet, mine's dry, we're both ugly, the end. Chicken. Girdle. Girdles. Current events. Gosh, I don't know what's wrong with me that, like, I can't even have any opinions. I mean, I have them when I walk around, but for some reason, they're just so fleeting. There's something very artificial about my political opinions. I guess I don't really have any because what used to go around as political debate has turned into emotional being subjected to by. Like, it's all this emotional shit. The news has become emo. You know, everything's fucking... Make people emotional about shit. Ooh, he had an affair. Ooh, he's gonna fuck your pussy. He's ugly. Bad examples, never mind. Let's just listen to Grateful Dead. Fuck it. The hell, Gable. This is ridiculous. Girdles are fine, girdles are ugly, I'm ugly to the end. I don't improv well, see what I mean? Girdles are good, girdles are bad, your mom smells, the end of song. Oh wait, we got 4.5 more minutes. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Girdle. See, none of this is working for me. Another Skype update. Paging Mr. Girdlebaum. How the fuck does this Skype work? I just want to see who's fucking online. Bots. I don't want to talk to bots. God, this is fucking crazy. Fuck this. What a dumb bitch. Sorry, I had to lemonade myself.
Bells.
Bobby, leave Bay once alone. Me too.
He held me in his arms.
Me too.
And he taught me to be strong. He told me when he's gone is what to do.
Me too.
When trouble comes to town, men like me come around.
They come.
If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me
too.
I walk in like a timepiece. I go straight to VIP. I never pay for my drinks. My entourage behind me. My life's a movie, Tom Cruise. So bless me, baby, and even if they try to, they can't do it like I do.
She said no, baby.
She said no, baby.
If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having a engram, as the Scientologists say, an engram, but in my case it really just means engram, like no gram. Because I'm having, I guess, a vagina blockage. I just can't get it out very well. Maybe another time, you know? But, you know, sometimes it's just... I mean, I suppose I expressed myself using clips. How's that? She speaks for me. Miss Tracy speaks for me. Yeah, maybe we'll get something out a little later. I don't know. See ya. Wait, but I have nothing to play now. Let's see. Gator. Let's see. Oh, that sounds good. Sure, why not? Oops. Go.
Guess what?